Yeah, I paused it because you're not even paying attention. Where are you? You were like completely zoned out. What did they even just say? Okay, this whole like de-stressing movie day doesn't work if you're not watching the movie. What's up with you? Yeah. Well, I get it. I have those really anxious days too. Okay, well, do we need to do something else? What do we need? Okay, well, stand up. How about a hug? Let's start with that. I'm serious. Stand up. Is that good? You want another one? Okay, no, squeeze me. This doesn't work if you don't hug me back. No, not letting you go until you give me a good hug. Okay, would it be ridiculous to suggest cuddling? I'm not making a move on you. Yeah, I mean, we can cuddle on the couch, but you're not, I mean, it doesn't seem like you can focus on a movie right now. Yeah. No, come on. Let's go cuddle. I just put on fresh sheets. Rude. No, we're spooning. No, it's not weird unless you make it weird. You're a little spoon. Hello, you're the one that needs comfort. What do you mean you've never been little spoon? What the? No, okay, lay down. Come on. Yeah, lay on your side. Yeah, put your head right here on the pillow. And my arm goes under here for your neck. Can rest my arm right here on your waist. I promise I'm not making a move on you. You just need cuddles. Everyone needs cuddles, even from their friends. Can't believe you've never been Little Spoon before. I'm shorter than you. It doesn't matter. I've been the big spoon for like a guy who was like 6'2". Like, it doesn't matter how tall the big spoon is. It's a mindset. Yes. Big spoon energy. See, isn't this nice? Here, let me take my glasses off. And I'll be quiet and cuddle in your ear. Oh, you know what's good? Here. I put my arm diagonally and then my other arm around your waist. And then it's like a cuddle spoon seat belt. See, don't you feel safe? I know it is nice, isn't it? See, I can feel you relaxing already. You just needed to be the little spoon. What's your job? When you're a little spoon, you have to relax. It's like in the rules. It's the big spoon's job to be the cuddle seatbelt. Can play with your hair. Does that help? That always helps me when I'm stressed. Okay. Well, what else? We'll come back to that I could tell you a story. Don't really have a story. You can make one up. See, once upon a time, was a little spoon. Hey, I'm just trying to keep you distracted from your anxiety brain over here. I know, that's hard. Oh, I know. Take your fingers, like, take your hands and spread your fingers out, like jazz hands. And then push all your fingertips together. So push your thumb against your opposite thumb and your pointer finger against your opposite pointer finger. But just the fingertips. The very, very tips. Depending on how coordinated you are, it's not that hard. Yeah, push them together. And then I'm trying to do it too. I know, our arms are tangled. Then I forget what it is. I think you're supposed to count. Yes, this is very scientific. Now, I read about it once. It's like a anxiety, like distractor coping mechanism thing, but I haven't used it since I first read about it, so I forgot what I do. I think you're supposed to like slowly like press your whole finger together until your palms are touching. And then like back out. Doing it now. I don't know if that worked. I guess I'm distracted, so that I know my hands, I look crazy. I'm like sitting here staring at my hands. It's very difficult. My arms are also around you. Okay. Do I need to go back to cuddling you? Okay. I'll cuddle you and you do that. Yep, keep going. I could also just trace words into your arm and you can try to guess. But sometimes that's more anxiety inducing for me because I need to know everything. So it's hard not to know what someone's writing. Can just do shapes. Or we could just cuddle. See? beginner's luck. You're already an awesome little spoon. Would it help if you talked? Do you want to talk about it? Yeah. I know sometimes it's nothing specific. A lot of times, like for me, if I can figure out like what exactly is like triggering my anxiety, it's a lot, like I can kick myself out of it faster. Like I distract myself by trying to figure out like what's happening. So like sometimes I can tell that it's something physical. Like if I've had too much caffeine, like I know that can definitely trigger like that really anxious, like it's not a full on like anxiety attack, but it's like a, like just that kind of anxious overtones to like everything. Or like, oh man, the worst. One time I forgot to take my birth control for like 3 days. I got a new phone. And I had forgotten to, like, for some reason, my reminders didn't switch over to my new phone when everything else did. And so, like, my phone didn't tell me to take my birth control, so I just forgot and didn't take it. And, like, on that third day, I was just, like, a wreck. I was like, what is wrong with me? And I couldn't figure it out. And then I finally realized, I'm like, wait a minute, this is like that crazy, like I had checked off everything off the list, like for like nothing situational, like in my, you know, like had triggered it. So it had to be like some kind of physical thing. And so then it dawned on me that it was, that it was like, because I hadn't had any coffee. I was like, maybe the Starbucks like accidentally gave me an extra shot or something, you know, because I had my normal giant coffee. But anyways, yeah, so it was like my actual like hormones were fucked. So that was sometimes it's, you know, like something really obvious, like, oh, this person did this and it's making me anxious. But sometimes it's just, oh shit, I accidentally drank an extra cup of coffee and now I'm gonna be jittery all afternoon and I just have to like account for that. So yeah, sometimes listening to people ramble helps me too. Sometimes, well, no, scratch that, all the time cuddling helps. Well, I know some people don't always need that, but I would say like 95% of the time a hug or cuddles will improve my mood. There's like that 5% of the time where I just want to like punch someone in the face and I just don't want to be touched. It's very rare. Now you synced up your breathing with mine. I was doing it on purpose. Well, on purpose for myself, but then on purpose for you. Yeah, you gotta take nice deep breaths and make sure you get it all out. A lot of people make the mistake of taking in a deep breath and then not fully expelling it. Yeah, I remember one time, well, more than one time, back in the day, in choir, we used to do this exercise where we would breathe in for a certain count and then breathe out for a certain count. And it was always like it was always way more breathing out. You know, because you have to take a breath and then make it last for, you know, the whole line of music or whatever. So we would breathe in for 2 and breathe out for 6, or breathe in for 4 and breathe out for 10 or whatever, you know, like that steady beat. Or we'd breathe in for 1 and breathe out for whatever it was. Like she would, like, they would kind of condition us, like, depending on the song we were doing. I don't know, just made me think of that. Like that, you know, in that context, like, breathing out is, like, more, well, not more important, but more controlled than breathing in. Breathing in is usually more fast and like reflex, like you practice it. And then breathing out is different every time because you're adding music to it. So I know. I can always make things random and nerdy. That's why we're friends. Do you need a nap? I mean, it's the best way to fix something, right? Turn it off and back on again. Naps are like the human reset button. Yeah, you got time for a nap. You can always make time for a nap. You just have to prioritize. Yeah, I prioritize naps way more than I probably should. Oh, well. We weren't very far into that movie. We had allotted enough time to watch the whole thing, so if you need to take a nap, you can take a nap. And I can either cuddle you, or I can go finish the movie by myself, or something. Go play on my phone. Yeah, whatever you need. No, I'll always cuddle. That's like, no questions asked. Yeah. I'm serious. Yeah. Right, yeah. If you ever need cuddles, let me know. That's definitely something I'm always always down to cuddle. No, it doesn't have to always be intense spooning. It's for emergencies. Okay, take a nap. Yeah. I can always take a nap. Let's get some sleep then. Reset our brains.